Hey, how's it going? This is Steve Webb, and this is the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, and it's number 39. I got some great stuff lined up for you. Let's go. Here we go.
The doctor, he done told me I wouldn't last too long. If my heart was stolen, but I think I proved him wrong. Heartless, he said it can't be true. But I haven't felt my heart beat since I first laid eyes on you. I still wake up every morning, do the things I got to do. Acting like I'm happy, I know that just ain't true. Heartless, anything I could do. Cause the heart I've been missing won't keep me from missing you.
Burps with Heartless. Guitar One magazine says Michael Burks is an immensely talented guitarist and singer who will singe the whiskers right off your face. I cannot disagree. What a way to start the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. Go. That's Carrie Pettit with Dream On. Well, come on. There we go. So, how you doing? Having a good weekend? I've already started my weekend Friday night, but actually, most of this week has been a weekend for me because I've been doing some work remodeling the bathroom downstairs. So, yeah, I guess it's a weekend. That means, yeah, at least I haven't been doing my regular work. I think tonight after I finish up this show, I'm going to go in and finish doing the tile. I've got all the tile laid this morning, but of course it all has to sit before you put the grout in. And so I got to put the grout in because we have to have the thing completely put back together again by Sunday, because Sunday we're having a Bible study over here at the house. So got to have the bathroom put back in for the guests downstairs anyway. So that's it. That's what I'm going to be doing the rest of the weekend, is putting that thing back together again. What about you? What are you going to do for the weekend? I guess next week is Thanksgiving, isn't it? Going to go over to Grandma's house? Actually, this year we're going over to my sister's house. We're not going to Grandma's house because, well, Mom and Dad aren't doing so well. They're going to be there, but Mama's not really able to cook much anymore. She kind of forgets where she's at in the recipe. I guess that's not funny, but she used to be a gourmet cook, but nowadays you don't want to cook them for you. But anyway, that's one of the, I guess, comical things. I mean, you know, if you can't laugh at something, you just have to sit down and cry, and I don't really want to do that. So anyway, God is good and he's got a plan, and that's okay. So we've got this new show coming up starting December 1st. Let me play a little promo for you for this. You probably have already heard it, but I got to really, you know, push this show. Hi, Steve Webb here, host of the LifeSpring family of podcasts. Beginning on December 1st, the LifeSpring Advent Calendar will make its debut. Together with James Cooper of the WhyChristmas.com website, a brand new LifeSpring member will begin that will enhance your Christmas season. Each day from December 1st until Christmas, James and I will be talking about Christmas traditions from around the world and helping you to focus on the real reason for the season. We'll discover how many of our traditions began, like the exchanging of Christmas cards, bringing trees into our homes, and the singing of Christmas carols. And of course, we'll talk about the very first Christmas gift, the birth of Jesus. If you love Christmas like I do, I think you're going to love the new LifeSpring Advent Calendar. You can subscribe today at LifeSpringPodcast.com. James and I are excited to bring you these very special new shows. Come join us for the LifeSpring Advent Calendar from the LifeSpring family of podcasts and WhyChristmas.com. Isn't that good music? That music is done by my good friend Brian Duncan. You may remember it from last Christmas. I played it quite a few times. But you can go to BrianDuncan.com and buy that music. He's got a great Christmas album. And so go to BrianDuncan.com and you can get that CD. There will be some guests on the show, some big name guests. I've been busy this week getting people's commitments. As a matter of fact, actually, Brian is going to be coming over to my house next week to record a portion that is going to be on, I think it's going to be the second Sunday of Advent. I believe it is. I've got it written down, of course. I don't trust anything in my mind. So anyway, we're going to have a great show with the Advent show. This one's for the lovely Lady Leanne.
Sometimes two people are really just one in the same. They share one heart and one soul, much more than a name. Just like a levee can keep a river from gradually going astray, your love, it guides me, and that makes it easy to say. When you hold me, you control me. One touch is all it took to let me know. The love you gave me, sent to save me. You complete the man inside and make me whole. Forever you will be the better half. There's no explaining how lost I would be without you. I can't imagine the world I'd be traveling through. Just like an anchor can keep a ship from being tossed by an angry sea, tied with a bond I don't want to break free. When you hold me, you control me. One touch is all it took to let me know. The love you gave me, sent to save me. You complete the man inside and make me whole. Forever you will be the better half of me. You hold on to my heart and I'll never be alone. I'm touch is all it took to let me know. The love you gave me, sent to save me. You complete the man inside and make me whole. Forever you will be.
When I look at you,
when I look at you, I see the better half of me.
Yeah, I know that's country, but you know, on the very first LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, I told you that you would have a wide mix of genres that you'd hear on the show, and boy, we've had it, haven't we? And it's going to continue.
Yeah, you know they always say, Steve, where do you think the blues came from? Best I can do is tell you what Meemaw told me, and other old people too, y'all.
Well, the blues started way back when, even Adam met the snake. Boy, they ate that apple, y'all, that was their mistake. It came the blues, came the blues, who came the blues? Mm-hmm. Now the whole round world, who broke down? Old Moses sitting on the Red Sea shore, smoting at the water with a 2x4. What a party, like his hair. Children ran, left Egyptians there with the blues. They knew the blues. Ooh, they got the blues. Mm-hmm. They wandered around 40 years. Now we all got the blues. Old Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Went to a barbecue long time ago. Wasn't no steak, wasn't no meat. Put them boys in the barbecue heat with the blues. Them with the blues. They had the blues. Mm-hmm. Now the whole round world, ooh, we broke down with the blues. Looking for a woman, standing on the square. Lord, a girl gave him scissors, took that poor boy's hair. Gave him the blues, gave him the blues, gave him the blues. Mm-hmm. Now the whole world laughing at Samson. Ooh, that boy got the ball hit the blues. Old Jonah, Lord, in a rocking boat, out in the middle of the sea. Jumped overboard hollering, ooh, have mercy on me. I got the blues, got the blues. You had the blues. Mm-hmm. That whale swallowed him down, spit him out with the blues. Well, the blues started, y'all, before me and you was born. When you got a case of them, got to keep moving on with the blues, got the blues. We got the blues. Mm-hmm. Now the whole round world suffering bad with the blues. Got the blues, y'all.
Steve Gardner with Creation Blues. You didn't know you were going to get a Bible study today, did you?
Hi, this is Steve Webb with the LifeSpring family of podcasts. You know, it's not often that your local cable company does any favors for you, right? But when I signed up for high-speed internet, they really did a good thing. Included with our high-speed internet access was access to all of Earthlink's services. Now, I wasn't too impressed at the time because I'd never used Earthlink, but as I started using the Earthlink email, their parental controls, their pop-up blocker, well, this was a long time before Firefox, and the highly effective spam blocker, I really began to rely on Earthlink's rock-solid service and reliability. Then, after I'd been with them for a year or so, our cable company realized what they'd done, that they'd actually done something good for their customers, so of course they had to rectify that. Right. No more would Earthlink be included with our internet service. If we wanted to keep our Earthlink, we'd have to pay above and beyond the already escalating prices that our cable company was charging. Well, there was no way I wanted to give up all the great services and reliability I was used to, so, yep, I've been a paying customer of Earthlink for years now, and I can recommend them highly. Give them a try and see if you don't agree.
Mm-hmm. Tracing Days with Life Outside. All right, I want to say thank you to Earthlink. I want to say thank you to GoDaddy. And by the way, GoDaddy, you want to get a .com domain name, the best place to go that I found for the cheapest rates with the LifeSpring discount code, which you can get over at LifespringPodcast.com. You got to go to GoDaddy to get that .com domain name. I'm telling you, that's where I get all of mine. I've got 20-some domain names that I own right now. And, you know, who knows how many I'm going to end up with totally. But you want a .com domain name, that's where to go. GoDaddy.com. So, thanks to GoDaddy. Thanks to Earthlink. Thanks to Podshow for hosting my files. And thank you for listening to the show. I'll be talking to you Monday. And I got one more killer song that is just going to absolutely knock your socks off. This is Justified with Why.
Sit around and wonder why.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to go over to the Scribe Music Show and listen to Trevor's latest episode, episode number 48. We had a discussion, or he sort of had a listener write an email to him about music styles and in Christian music styles, and you know whether we should listen or play music that is like from rock and roll or whatever. But you ought to go over there and listen. I contributed to the episode, and that music I just played would just really blow some people away, but I really like it. And you know what I'd like you to do? I thanked GoDaddy and Earthlink, right? And Pod Show. But above all, well, not above all, there's one I have to thank even more than this one, but let me give thanks for this one. Thanks to the artists that make their music available to podcasters around the world, because if those artists didn't let us play their music, we would just stand here and have nothing to play. And so I really want to thank the artists. And what you ought to do is go out there and support these artists. One of the artists I played today, Michael Burks, has his music. No, not Michael Burks. Doc Bates, the one that did The Better Half of Me. Yeah, he's got his music available for sale at the PodSafe Music Network. Eventually, all the artists that we play from the PodSafe Music Network will be able to sell their music if they want to. Online, you could just click on the link that would be at the show notes page for the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show at lifespringpodcast.com, by the way. And you go directly over to the PodSafe Music Network. Right now, that doesn't happen for everybody, but Doc Bates does. Justified, their stuff is available from IODA, IODA, and I'll have links to all the music on the show notes page at lifespringpodcast.com. But support these artists. They've been putting this music out now for a couple of years for free for us podcasters to play. And, they are going to, you got to support these guys. They got to eat. They got to pay rent. And so do that. We'll just support these artists. Today we played Michael Burks. We played Carrie Pettit. We played Doc Bates. Steve Gardner did Creation Blues, Tracing Days, Life Outside. And the last one, of course, was Justified. So can I just say, get out there and buy their music if you like it. Now, obviously, the one that I have to give thanks to mostly is God, Jesus Christ. He's the one. He's the reason that I do what I do. He is the absolute center of my life. And so I want to thank him for making all of this possible. And I want to thank you for listening to the show and enjoying it. Hopefully you enjoy it. You keep coming back, and so that's a good thing. I'm glad that you have made this show a part of your day today. So I will be seeing you next week with another LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. And during the week, there is the LifeSpring Show, and I know I haven't been getting other shows out. Hey, speaking of artists, and the other LifeSpring shows, I do a show called the LifeSpring Hymn Stories. It's been a couple of weeks since I put one out, and that's because I have run out of PodSafe hymns to play. So if you know of a PodSafe artist that has some hymns, email me, would you? Or have the artist email me, steve.lifespring@gmail.com, so I can start getting some more really good PodSafe hymns out there and tell the backstory behind some of these hymns. So that's why there hasn't been a Hymn Stories. I've been frantically looking for good quality. They've got to be quality hymns, quality performances of the hymns. So there we go. That's what's going on there. All right, so we're coming into the very busy holiday times. Get over to LifespringPodcast.com and subscribe now to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar that James Cooper and I are doing. You're going to enjoy these series of shows, I guarantee it. So, well, that was a lot of talking at the end of this show, and I don't normally do that on the Weekend Music Show, but there's a lot to say to you. Again, thank you for being here. God bless you. I'm Steve Webb, host of the LifeSpring family of podcasts. This has been an InTouch Productions podcast.